I want to share with you from verses 54 to 61. So I want to stop there, not to go all the way to the end of the chapter. And you would see there, I said the sacrifices and joy. So maybe that was appropriate for the last part, the last bit from 62, the dedication of the temple. That was in my mind. I didn't realize that last week, Arnes preached the other text. Nevertheless, we are still in the school of praise with Solomon, and we are learning lesson from this praise and why he was praying in this way. What we have here, we have concluding acts of his prayers. This man, he's praying. We observe how he prays in this text. When Solomon had finished, that is verse 54, when Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplication to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out toward heavens. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying. So here we have something we are used to in the New Testament as a doxology, isn't it? Doxology. So it's a closing remarks by whoever is leading the service. And it is biblical, and prayers, blessing comes through that. You see, as these pronouncements are made, God imparts really blessing. God answers prayers. It's a doxology, and yet it's like a prayer request, isn't it? And God is God of wisdom, so he puts everything in the word for our blessings, for our edification. So we observe here this man, after he finished, the Bible says after he finished all these prayers, you see, and then he got up and is still making this pronouncements, what we call doxology. And what he says, again, it's just like a body of praise again, of its own, and yet it is a final remark. This is what he says: praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Well, here we realize that praise for the continuing close relationship between God and his own people based on the promises God himself has made. That is what this man is saying. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. So prayer, we heard this earlier, and this man again is revisiting. It's like writing a conclusion for an academic paper, isn't it? So revisiting what he has prayed earlier. We came across this in the body of his prayers. And so his prayers is saying all the promises of God are true. And God fulfills his promises to his own people. And therefore, we can praise him for that. You see, we as Christians, if we are to really look back and we see how many promises that God has made, really has fulfilled, has made and fulfilled in Christ, that has brought us blessings. God was speaking about a savior, a servant, a suffering servant that he was going to send, you see, and people were waiting for him, and he came, and we are part of that promise, isn't it? He fulfilled it for us. You see, so here King Solomon is saying God is faithful and his promises are true, and also he fulfills them. And therefore, he is worthy of our praises, and he is worthy of our real adorations. If we see in verse 57, and now he praises God for his faithfulness in fulfilling his promises. And now in verse 57, he moved to say, to pray again, to say, may the Lord our God be with us as he was with our forefathers. Here is a prayer for continuation of blessings. You see, we were blessed. We cannot rely on the blessings of yesterday. We need His blessings afresh every day. You see, because his mercies are new every morning. And you never know what their morning anointing or daily blessings could bring to you. That means is the furthering of the kingdom of God here on earth through you. As you are blessed, refreshed, maintained, kept in faith, vital in your faith, on fire, we heard that earlier, on fire, under anointing. You see, resting in Him. Praise be to the Lord who has given rest to His people Israel. And now this may be a continuation for this rest. We need to rest. Maybe you experienced rest yesterday or last year, and now you are restless. You see, may we pray that God continue to give us rest, because this rest in Christ is available for us. You see, come to me, you who are weak and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Put my yoke, like trust my word, isn't it? Put my yoke upon you. You see, the yoke is that horizontal bar that is put on the mouth of an ox in the developing world. You see, to really manage them. Whenever they want to go wild, then you just, and then they are really muzzled or stopped. So the word of God here, see, so when we apply it and we rely on we will find rest, isn't it? We will find rest in our Savior Jesus. And it can be our thoughts that are just torturing us. Yeah, so may the Lord our God be with us as He was with our forefathers. As He was faithful with them, may you continue to be faithful with us. Not by might, not by power, but by your Holy Spirit. And Solomon is praying this. And now you have numbers of prayers. May the continuation of our relationship with God. For God to keep us close to Him. Also, He must turn our hearts to Him continually. That is how this relationship is kept and maintained. By God working in our hearts always, softening our hearts. This is what He continued to say. May He never leave us nor forsake us. You see, that sounds like Hebrews 13 verse 5, isn't it? You see, He has promised that I will not leave you nor forsake you. What can man do to us? Yeah, He has promised. He said, keep your life from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So exactly, that is what Solomon is saying. So we continue our relationship with our God. We need God to continually pour out His love into our hearts, by which we cry, Abba, Father. Now we move on to see another may he turn our hearts to Him, to walk in all His ways and to keep the commands, decrees and regulations He gave our fathers. So the book we read is the book that the Old Testament people have read, isn't it? It's the book that Jesus Christ Himself has read, and the Old Testament. And that was the book that was full of the promises that He gave to Jesus, even directly to Him. He will not leave my life in decay, isn't it? You see why the nations are against Him, Psalm 2, isn't it? Psalm 118, like the cornerstone. You see, this is the day the Lord has made, the day on which Jesus Christ was crucified. You see, the cornerstone, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. We see here, Solomon was praying that may the Lord turn our hearts to Him and to walk in all His ways. So He help us to walk in His ways. And may these words of mine, this is what He's saying. So He's praying for Himself. You see? So there is place also for us to pray for ourselves, isn't it? So some people can go into the extreme sometimes. Some people, they pray so much about other people, about the work of the gospel, about the work of the ministry, you see. And that also they forget to pray for themselves. And I myself, I was reminded always to pray for blessings. Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You see, encourage me in my faith, I pray. Search my heart if there is any wicked ways in me. Lead me into the way eternal. You need to pray those prayers. You see, touch my mind. Maybe you need even to put your hands on your head and say, please, Lord God, cover my mind. You see, my eyes, make my eyes simple. I don't want to put the words in your mouth, but you need to pray continually for yourself. You see, continually. When we come before God, we praise him and we are given real, even here. So he praised the Lord for who he is and what he does. And also like praising him for he's a faithful God. And also praising him for his faithfulness and his readiness to bless us as he blessed our forefathers. You see, we have families here who have traveled, who have Christian heritage. You see, you may pray, may the family heritage be realized. You see, so these are the prayers. And then now also this man is praying for himself in verse 59 to 61. So you see, even is the longest. So he was briefed, even he was briefed praying for other things, but he was really praying longer for himself. And this is his praise. He says here in verse 59, and may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant. You see, he refers to himself. So he is praying for himself that these things that God will do, he will have the lion's share in these things. You see, because he's a servant of God. He wants God to be close to him so that he can finish the call of God on his life. You see? And it is very important for us to know this, to realize this. So most of us who are here tonight, we are called for tasks to accomplish. God has called us to finish things, to do things for his glory. We have different tasks, we have different callings, but with one purpose, and that is to bring glory to God, to bring glory to Christ. And we, in our own ways, we are to pray for God to enable us to finish the work, the call he has laid on our lives. And it is very important that we do that as we keep praying, because many artists are distractions there in the world. You see, many challenges, discouragement that may just turn you away from the call of God, the initial call of God, is just a wrestle. You need to keep closer to the Lord and ask him, please protect me. Protect me even from my own desires. You see, lest I have a desire that will take me away from you, but really help me. So he says this, and then he said, and the cause of his people Israel, according to each day's need. You see, he was praying for an ongoing blessings. And you know, for a people like the ancient people of God, we're called to further the cause of the glory of God. And they were called to witness to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And because when they are well, when they are right with their God, other nations are attracted to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And how many people who are touched themselves with Israel, who were not Israelites? You see, how many we read in the Bible? Strangers, even we read a few weeks ago, Jeremiah 38, the Cushite in the palace, were serving the king, Zedekiah. You see, he became man of faith himself, but he was a stranger. He was a black man. You see, all the way from other parts of the world, going there, attaching himself to the people of God. And that is why their cause here is for them to shine as God's chosen people. And how much more with us, Christians, we are called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And we are to pray that may our light shine, isn't it? Let my light shine. That is a song, isn't it? Let my light shine. Let my light shine. All the day. Let my light shine. All the words and all. I just can't remember this. And people see the Savior in me and come and praise the Lord. You see? So here Solomon is praying this praise. The day, each day. I think one of our experiences is, and it's not very good, is our days when we are crushed and we feel like we can't witness, we can't shine, isn't it? But if we remember this praise, that we ask the Lord every day, you see, to draw closer to us and anoint us and dispel any discouragement and also the heaviness. You see, I remember this Joseph Steinberg coming from London. He was sharing how this young man, Mark, who encouraged him to come to faith, will always pray for himself. And every time he's having a ride on a car, oh, the Lord God, just bless us, bless our journey, protect us from the evil one. Always like that. Whatever he's doing, he prays, you see. Even going to play basketball, praying. You see, how about that? And I was thinking about this. That is why I couldn't forget his name, this guy, Mark. You see, who was, God gave him grace to know that unless the Lord is with him, he will not do that much. So that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. And as we do well, the other nations will come and praise the Lord. So we pray. Jesus said, pray for our daily bread. Do you think that Jesus was referring to physical bread, like the normal bread? Yes, heavenly bread as well. You see, give us our daily breads. And then if it's a bread, why he would say man shall not live by bread alone? So certainly it's more into bread. The purpose of God's choice of his people, verse 60, is that all people of the earth may know that he alone is God. And we read that in Deuteronomy 14 and 35, and also in Isaiah 45, verse 5, God alone. And I think for us today, as we continue to look at this text, the importance of praise in our lives and how we pray. And so God is faithful, certainly. All that we need to do, even from this place, is to be really serious about praying. For through praise, we are strengthened in our faith. We are also developed in our understanding of our God. We grow in his love. We grow also in love for one another. And when we bring this praise to him, God answers praise of his own people. And because he is a faithful God, he has promised that, especially this praise, there was nothing really for selfish ambitions. It's just like this man, he called himself a servant of God. He needed God to bless him so that he can continue serving him. And also praying for God's people that they may continue also to witness in this world and how much we need this in our day today. How much we need the anointing of the Lord and his encouragement. How much we need the language that we developed as we commune with God. You see, so we know him. He will give us utterances that we would have never learned even if we go to the best theological colleges of the world. It's through praise and communion with our God and delighting in him that we will grow and know him intimately. Let us sing together. Please rise and let us sing. And it's just encouragement. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. He is closer to us. The Lord is near. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He will hear your cry. Maybe we are not crying to the Lord. I remember this monk in Egypt, Coptic monk. He was a man of praise. He was well known across the Eastern Church as a man of prayer. He was highly educated. He was a pharmacist in Upper Egypt back in the 40s. And he went and he left everything. He was managing the only pharmacy in the city. And he was loved more by Muslim, more than the Muslim, by the Christians. because he was keeping the records, and families were coming to borrow money to send their children to only one university in Cairo, coming all the way from Upper Egypt. And so when he decided to go to the monastery, even the Muslims were urging him to stay because he was a man of integrity. So one day he said, we need to pray with loud cries. And if you fear that you will make noise for other people, have your pillow and just cry. Yes, with your pillow under you. So we need to pray with heartaches and with tears to our God. That is why we want to do this. Let us sing.